Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. People can now have a procedure that you probably can't believe anybody would need or want, a fecal transplant.
I know it sounds disgusting and bizarre, but it's actually not new. Fecal transplants were first tried in the 1950s and are now back thanks to superbugs. These are bacteria that have become resistant to antibiotics, partly due to the widespread use of antibiotics on animal farms.
In particular, some Clostridium difficile, or C. diff, are now super-resistant bacteria. They cause intestinal diseases such as bloody diarrhea and kill almost 15,000 Americans every year.
Just under a fifth of us actually carry C. diff as part of our gut flora, but it's kept in check by other bacteria there. This normal flora called the microbiome keeps us disease-free. But when that's disrupted by an underlying illness or after antibiotic therapy to treat another infection, then C. diff can flourish.
This is where fecal therapy comes in. The rationale is if normal flora keeps C. diff in check, then it has to be restored. The challenge was finding reliable disease-free fecal matter to transplant.
So a group of enterprising graduate students created Open Biome, in part because they watched a friend struggle with C. diff. Open Biome collects, tests, and distributes stool samples for transplant, much like a blood bank distributes blood.
Samples are obtained, tested, and certified by FDA procedures, which cost around $3,000. Then they're frozen to negative 80 degrees Celsius and shipped to physicians and hospitals for transplantation.
This emphasizes how much our health relies on a healthy microbiome. We should be closely monitoring our small friends.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.